Daniel speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected with eBay customer support. This is Alex William. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Who is this, sorry? Where are you from?
My name is Alex, sir. I'm calling you from eBay customer support. How are you doing today?
Yeah, good.
Good to have you, sir. So, this is a verification call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized transaction request of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Now, the thing is that we put the transaction on hold for your own security because we received this transaction from an overseas billing address, which is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. So, do you know anyone from there? Have you authorized the transaction, sir?
No, I haven't.
Is there anybody else in your family member that understands on your behalf?
I'm not too sure about my wife, but I doubt it.
Like, do you know anyone from Mountain View, California? First of all, tell me that.
No.
Alright. So it's an unauthorized charge has been done and we haven't authorized it from your end. In past 48 hours, have you shared any of your details with anyone?
No.
Is there anybody? Okay. What I'm gonna do right now, I'm gonna register the cancellation and the of this fraud charge immediately because we don't want to charge any amount which is unauthorized by UK. So,
yeah.
For the cancellation process, do you have any smart device with you, like any computer, laptop, or a smartphone so that we can help you out?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I'm just holding the line for you, sir. You just take a convenient time and be in front of your computer. Once it is totally on, please let me know so that I can register the cancellation for you, okay?
Can I do it on the phone?
Yes, you also can do it on the phone, sir. You just do a thing, put me on speaker from your end. Put me on speaker.
Yeah. So what am I going to do?
Now, you're using an Android phone, sir. It's an Apple iPhone, so that I can guide you easily. Please let me know.
Apple iPhone?
It's an Apple iPhone. Simply swipe up the page from very bottom to up, and you will back to the home page of your phone where you can see all your regular apps and items, sir.
Yeah.
Alright. Now,
yeah.
Are you using your Wi-Fi, sir, or are you using your mobile... Your
mobile data.
Okay. You're breaking up,
mate. Sorry,
I didn't get you.
You were breaking up.
Yeah. I'm asking you, sir, which network you use? Is it Telstra phone, Optus, which one do you use?
Telstra.
Telstra, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Now, and sir, have a look. You have got an application on your home name, App Store. It's a blue color project. I believe there is an A on it. App Store. Finish app.
Yeah.
Now look on the App Store, look at the right hand side bottom corner. This is a small magnifying glass.
Yeah, just click on it. You're breaking up, mate. Hello. Fuck. Yo. You're breaking up. Hello?
Hello.
Are you there?
Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I've got you. Yeah.
I'm sorry, somehow the line is blank. Okay. Now, do you see the magnifying glass? It says search.
Yeah. I've clicked on it, yeah?
Yes. Now look at the top of your screen, sir. There will be a white bar. It says games, apps, stories, and more. Do you see that?
Yeah, I'm on it. Yeah.
Alright. Now type over the letter Z, Z as in zebra, letter Z. Letter O, O as in Oscar, letter O.
Yep.
Letter H, H as in Henry, letter H.
Yep.
Letter O, O as in Oscar, letter O.
Yep. Yep.
After putting the letter O, leave a space.
Yep. Keep going.
Then type assist.
A-S-S-I-S-T.
Assist.
Is it Zoho Assist Customer?
Yes, sir, absolutely. That one. Zoho Assist Customer. Tap on that.
Yeah.
Now, do you see a green color icon? A green color app. It says Customer App Zoho Assist. There will be a blue color box. It says Get. Tap on Get.
What am I doing this for?
We are going to register the cancellation. I'm going to verify the cancellation to you, okay, sir? Through this app, you're going to get the cancellation, all right?
Yeah.
Yes, once you see the open option, please let me know. Do you see any open option now, sir?
Yeah, it's just loading. Hang on. Wow.
And now, do you see any open option, sir?
It's still loading, mate. I got bad reception. It fucking works.
Okay. Maybe your internet is working slow. That's why it's happening. Not an issue. Have you got it, sir?
Not yet. Halfway.
Okay, take your time.
I'm opening it now. You there? You there?
Hello?
Yeah. What on
the do you see a blue sorry?
But you can't give me email address to it?
No, don't need to put your email address over there. Look at the right hand side top, there is a cross sign or a cancel option. Do you see that? Do you see a cross sign or a cancel option at the right hand side top?
Hang on. Yeah, it's not letting me go in it.
Yes. Look at the right hand side top, there's a small cross sign or a cancel option. Just tap on it.
Yeah, it's not letting me go in it.
Okay, do your thing, just close down the app and open it up once again. That will be easier for you.
Yep. Open it now.
Now what can you see?
Just the menu, health, privacy preferences, privacy policy.
Okay, go back to the previous page, just come out of it.
Yep.
Now what can you see?
Enter session key.
Alright, I'm giving you the cancellation ID, just give me a moment. It's 908
yeah.
241
yeah.
0561.
0561. Yep.
Now click on join session. Yes, click on join session. Then click on start session. Then click on start broadcast.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see a hazy background, okay? After clicking on start broadcast, you will get to see a hazy background. Just tap on it. Over there, you will get to see a blank checkbox. Check in that box and click on allow.
Stop broadcast.
Don't click on stop broadcast. Do you see a hazy background on your phone screen?
Yeah.
Just tap on that hazy background.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see a blank checkbox. Check in that box and tap on allow access. Check that box and click on allow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. The server has verified your ID. Just wait. Now what can you see on your screen? Please let me know, sir.
Welcome to eBay server.
Alright, sir. The server has verified your ID. You just swipe up the page from very... So, let me tell you, this is a secure session for you so that we can block the fraud charges, okay? Every session is for 15 minutes. After 15 minutes, the session will be changed, okay? So, if it takes a bit long, I will give you a new session after 15 minutes. Now just swipe up the page from very bottom to up and come back to your home screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now can you see all your regular apps and icons on your phone, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. Open up your settings from your end. Open up your settings.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, just scroll down the page. Over there, you will get to see an option, display and brightness. Tap on display and brightness.
Yeah.
Now, on the display and brightness, you will get to see an option, auto lock. Click on auto lock and make it, yes, click on auto lock and make it never. Well, that's a, for, you're making it auto lock, sir, because you're connected with the robotic server of eBay. So, if your screen gets locked, then the server will be disconnected, right? So that's why it has been done. Once the security and the cancellation is done, you can just change it just the way it was, okay? Now go back to the settings once again. Go back to your settings.
Yeah.
Yes. Now scroll to the top, you will get to see your name.
Yeah. You there? Yo. Hello?
Yes, sir. Do you see your name?
Yeah, I've just clicked on it.
Alright. Now, just after that, you will get to see an option, name, phone number, email, something like that. Do you see it? Do you see that?
Yeah.
Do you see any option? Yes, tap on that option. And now, after clicking on it, some of your basic details will come up on your screen, like your name, your phone number, your email address, your date of birth, each and everything like that. Okay. So these are the basic information those people of overseas are trying to misuse. Okay. Please check all your details. Do you see any changes over there? Do you see any changes on your details over there?
No.
All right. Now just go back to the previous page. Just go back.
Yeah.
Now you will get to see an option, payment and delivery.
Yeah. Click on that. Click on that.
And just after, yes, and just after that, some of your basic details will come up, like your card information and your billing address. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now check the billing address. Do you see any changes on your billing address?
I haven't added a shipping address or add payment. I've got my MasterCard.
You just, yeah, click on your MasterCard over there, you will get to see your billing address.
Nothing's changed.
Nothing has changed, right?
No, nothing's changed.
Alright, that's perfect. Now just come back to the home page of your phone and open up the Google from your answer.
Open up Google?
Yes, open up Google from your rent.
I'm just opening up Safari. I haven't got Google.
Alright, you can open up your Safari, sir. You can use your Safari browser.
Yeah.
Yes, and get a fresh page of Safari browser where you can get the Google page. Do you know how to do that? Or should I guide you?
I'm just writing Google. Yeah, I've got it.
Alright, sir. That's perfect. You're very intelligent. Now, on the search bar, you need to type there, my, M for mother, Y for yellow, my,
yeah.
Leave a space,
yeah.
Then type number 1, numerical 1,
yeah.
Then letter P, P, you need to type the number 1, okay, the numerical 1.
Yeah, I've got my 1.
Have you typed in word or you have put the number 1?
I've typed in the word.
No, you have to put the number 1. It will be numerical.
Right.
Yes,
yeah.
Not in words. Number 1. Okay. Then type the letter P. P as in Paris, letter P.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you see any option coming up on your screen? It says my 1P address location. Do you see any option like that?
Yeah.
Yes. So, just give a click on that option. My 1P address location. Tap on it.
Yeah.
Just after that, you will get to see some results. Do you see any option? It says, what is my IP address location? Not VPN, anything like that.
What do you want? Address, location, yeah.
Location, find out here, not VPN. Just give a click on it. Alright. Now, first of all, tell me, do you know anything about IP address? What IP address is? How does it work? Do you know anything about it?
No.
Okay, I'm telling you. IP address means Internet Protocol Address. The Internet line you're using at the moment, yes, the Internet line you're using at the moment, it runs under an IP address, okay? Each and every device have their separate IP address, okay? For the security of your information and your internet line, alright? Now the thing is that if someone gets into your internet line, if someone gets into your IP address, those people will be able to access all of your information, okay? And at that point of time, your information will be unprotected, okay? Now look at the top of your screen, do you see a blue bar? There will be a cross sign.
Yeah.
Click on that cross.
Yeah.
Now scroll to the top of your screen, you will get to see a small black bar. It says your IP and your status. What can you see on your status, sir?
Unprotected.
Now, according to our server reports, if it says unprotected, that means the people who are getting your information, who are placing some fraud charges, they're getting into your internet line. Alright. They have the access of your IP address and they're stealing information from there. That's the reason when they were making these fraud charges, you haven't been notified by your bank as well. Alright. Because they're using your identity information for doing this fraud purchase. Now,
okay.
Do you see any red alert has been given to you on the middle of your screen, like your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your internet connection? Do you see anything like this alert has been given to you?
Yeah.
Yes. So it's completely a red alert has been given to you, sir, that your IP is not safe. Your informations are getting compromised from your internet line. Right at the moment, as you're connected with the eBay Secure server, you have a temporary security firewall on your internet by our server, okay? So that those people who are spying on your connection would not be able to see anything, okay? We're gonna help you out to block these people immediately. Our anti-fraud team is already working on it, from which location these people are doing these fraud activities. Now, as because they are doing these fraud activities for some possible reasons are for doing some fraud charges on your account, for misusing your informations, okay? Now, we need to secure each and everything. So, I do believe you check your banking statements on online, sir. Do you check your statements on online?
Yeah.
All right. I do believe you use your phone for that, right?
Yeah.
All right. The way you check your statements, please check the statement from your own end. If you see any unknown transaction, even if it is $1, please let me know, okay? All right. I'm on the line with you.
I just got a new phone. I haven't signed into my bank. I haven't got any details so I can do it. Can I just...
Sorry?
Can I just quick hide my IP address?
No, don't do anything over there. That's not going to resolve the problem, okay? Because they're already having your details with them. So we have to block them from your internet line. Now, you say they are using a new phone, right? You have just got a new phone with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember your banking ID and password?
No, that's what I just said. I don't have it on me. I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't set the phone up yet.
Sorry, come up again.
I haven't set my phone up yet.
All right. Do a thing. Come back to the home page and open up your settings. Come back to the home page and open up your settings.
Yeah.
Yes. Go to the main page of settings.
Yeah.
Yes. Now scroll down the page. Scroll down the page.
Yeah.
Yeah. You will be able to see all your apps, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've watched.
All right. Keep scrolling down. Go to the extreme bottom, okay?
Yeah.
Can you see all your apps and icons?
Yes.
Okay, and I do believe you do have your banking applications on your phone, right?
Banking location.
Your banking applications.
Yeah.
Yes. So from there, please open it up.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you opened it?
Yeah.
Okay, you just do a thing, come back to the...
What bank?
Sorry?
I'm with three different banks. What bank is it?
Yes, you have to check all the three accounts, sir. Because they're trying to use all the three accounts. So we need to check the statements of all the three accounts, okay? You just go to the home page. Go back to your home page.
Yeah. And do what?
Yes. Now check the statements of your banking. You have got three banks with you.
Do it, mate. I'm not signed in. What do you want me to do?
You just open up the app from your end. Open up your banking app from your end. Come back to the home screen and check all your regular apps. Over there, you will get to see your app, okay? Just go back to the home screen first of all.
Yeah.
Yes.
The same customer ID. I don't have any fucking customer ID on me. I haven't set my phone up.
All right. Not an issue. You just be on the line with me. I will get back to you. Let me talk to the security officer once, okay? Just give me a moment, all right, sir?
Mate, I'm fucking at work.
I understand your concern, but it's for your own security we are doing this, right? So you have to be a little bit patient about this. Just give me a moment, sir.
I'll just cancel all the fucking bank cards.
Are you there, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Can you just confirm me, when was the last time you checked your banking statements?
A week ago.
Okay, and you checked it on online, or you got the paper statement with you?
I'm fucking in your work car, mate. Why would I have your bank statement in here?
As because your information is trying to be compromised, we are making sure that we can secure all your details as well as your bankings, okay? So, you checked your banking like a week ago, and you checked it from where? You got the paper statement, or you checked it from online, sir?
Checked from online.
You checked it on online, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and which device did you use for checking the statement, sir?
My phone.
Your phone. You use this phone?
Yes.
Okay, so the way you check your statement from this phone, please check it, sir, okay?
I fucking can't, mate. I don't have it signed back into my bank account.
Alright.
Sir,
you just calm down. You just calm down. We are trying to help you. We are just trying.
I just told you. Listen, I have just got the new phone yesterday. I haven't signed back into my bank account.
Okay. And you don't have your information with you, like your banking ID and password with you?
Alright,
just give me a moment. I will get back to you. Let me talk to my accounts department, okay? Just give me a moment, sir. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I just got an update from my accounts department. They said that we're going to resolve all the problems, but you have to be patient about it, and you have to have some time with this, okay? So can you just tell me at what time you will be free? At what time you will be free?
Just call me and I'll answer.
Sorry?
Just give me a call and I'll answer.
Yes, at what time?
Oh, whenever.
Like, right at the moment, you're at work, right? So, we need to go with the security procedure. It will take a while. That's why I'm asking you. At what time you will be free?
Oh, 4 o'clock.
Around 4 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you will back to your home at that point of time, sir?
Yes.
All right. I'm gonna give you back a call. I will give you the call back after 2 hours. All right then, I will give you the call back after 2 hours. Yeah, you just remember my name. My name is Alex William, and I'm from eBay Sport Team. All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
All right. Yes, sir. You just remember my name. My name is Alex William, and I'm from the eBay support team, okay? And I will give you a call back after 2 hours. All right?
No.
Yes, sir.
No,
and I'm going to help you out with the security procedures to secure your identification, okay? Yeah.
No worries.
And thank you for yes, sir. Thank you for your lovely time. We will reach you back, okay?
Bye.
Yeah, bye. कार्ड नंबर तो सेव कर पहले नोटपैड में यस यस थैंक यू फॉर योर लवली टाइम सर आई एम गोना गिव यू द कॉल बैक ओके थैंक यू
नो वर्ड